More ROMs, device updates, healthy searching, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 219, found in tiny holes. Welcome back to the episode, everybody. Your host, as always, Headphones Neil here. Probably a more of a medium episode for this week. A lot of random things going on, so I'll jump right into it. The usual outline, so headlines, apps, and devices. And after the short break, I'll jump into the Chromebook quick tip. This does work on more than just Chromebooks, but it is an update for a piece of news that I mentioned in last week's episode, and I had a chance to check it out, so I will share it. So with that, I will jump right into this week's episode. So to start it off with some headlines, for those of you who, if you watch videos online and you notice some sites using JW Player, even if you've done it on your mobile browser, the company behind JW Player of the same name has released a new SDK for Android development. So if you want to integrate their player, develop apps, or use their platform for video playback, that is now an option. Google announced that Google I/O 2015 will be on May 28th and 29th of this year, so look out for that for ticket sales and updates for new things coming then. Sling TV announced that they are now available for Android, so if you wanted to use their service on the Android side of things or have been holding out for that, then that is now an option. Google is working on adding HTTP/2 support in Chrome 40, so just a new feature for, I believe, web browsing and security and things like that. So more of a back-end change, you probably won't even notice that it's being done, but if you notice an improvement, it may be related to that. As far as relating to the image for this week's post and the episode title, Google started adding the knowledge graph for helping with health-related questions into their search. So if you do a search, for example, for cavities, then you'll get some more information about what they are, other known names, symptoms, treatments, that sort of thing. They said in their post when they were making this announcement that approximately 1 in 20 searches are related to health. So you'll see that start to pop up. I don't think everything is there just yet, but for random searches should show up. I was going to go with, as a bit of an inside thing or back end, along the lines of, is bacon healthy? So if you do a search for that as well, you can see some general information about that as well. So that is a valid question. You'll get a nice little box for that, so you can get more information about the health benefits of bacon as well. For those of you who are users of OmniROM or have been waiting for their Android 5 lollipop or Android 5 builds, they actually announced that they've started development on it. So early builds are now available for select devices. So you can head on over to their website for more information and check the status of that as well. Google has announced that they're going to be starting a new help service through Google or for Google Play devices or devices sold through Google Play. It's going to be called Google Device Experts, in which they will provide support through Hangouts. So if you have questions or concerns or issues or anything like that, they'll be able to help you out. In related news, though, they did announce this week that Google Helpouts is going to shut down on April 20th. I figured not many people were using it, or just general lack of adoption for you. So that is a flip side to the Google Device Experts start or launch. For those of you who live in Bangladesh or wanted to have Street View for Bangladesh, that is now available, so you can browse around in Street View there. Google made an important purchase this week as far as buying photo backup service Odyssey. So we'll see what kind of features and integration they provide for from them. But we should see improvements coming soon, most likely, as far as photo backup goes. This week, OnePlus announced that they have started work on a new ROM called Oxygen OS. It is supposed to be a lightweight and bloatware-free version of Android, as compatible with as many devices as possible. I didn't see what their device compatibility is as of yet, but they did say that it is coming soon, and that is going to be their angle. So no additional software, and performance is also performance and battery life is key. So look out for that coming soon. For a short time, until February 17th, Google is offering an additional 2 gigabytes of free Google Drive storage for updating your security info. So I'll have a link to the blog post as well as a direct link to the survey. Essentially, all you'll be doing is updating your security info, confirming some information and things like that. And for doing that, they'll give you a permanent extra 2 gigabytes of storage space in Google Drive. So definitely do that. It is very simple. I think early reviews are saying it takes about 2 to 5 minutes. I think for me, it took me under a minute, mostly because most of the information was relatively easy to change. So it is pretty simple, and it's not really difficult work for free 2 gigs of storage. But that is all for that, so with that, I'll jump right into the app news. So to start it off, Skype was updated to version 5.2 and now allows you to send pictures to offline contacts. So essentially, it doesn't matter if that contact is, or the implication of it at least, is that it does not matter anymore if a contact is online or offline. You can send them the images, and as soon as they're online, they'll be able to see it. Confide, the security and business, I want to say, or more of a business security platform, is now available for Android. Previously, it was iOS only, so look out for, or definitely check that out if you're interested in or want additional security on your Android device. Google released WebView Beta this week into Google Play. What it does is allows developers to get early access to various APIs as far as what WebView updates are coming down the pipeline, so they can start working on that and integrating those updates into their apps sooner. And finally, Hero Maps by Nokia was updated from beta version to full version, so look out for that update. Essentially, it adds turn by turn, I believe, an additional time estimates from just cars to the walking and bicycle mode. So in any mode of transportation, you can get an ETA and sort by, or get the, and also get the quickest routes by each method of transportation, and then various other bug fixes, performance updates, and things like that. I think there was also something along the lines of 3D maps are now more stable, so definitely get that update if you are a user of Hero Maps. As far as the device news for this week, a lot of Android 5 updates, so I'll go through the device and device models and the carriers just to get through it. So to start, the 2014 Moto X on US Cellular is getting it, the Samsung Galaxy Note 4, they're both getting Android 5 updates. The AT&T LG G3 is getting the Android 5.0.1 update. The Samsung Galaxy S5 Active on AT&T is getting the Android 4.4.4 update. And the Nexus 9 is getting CyanogenMod 12 nightly, so look out for that if you want to use the CyanogenMod on your Nexus 9. If you are a user of the 2013 Moto X, though, there is going to be a delay on getting the Android 5 update. They said that it's related to some chipset issues, so I guess the performance and building on it, that particular device, is having issues. So look out for, or I guess we'll have to wait for that particular update. But if you have a Moto E in Brazil and India, or Brazil or India, and or have a Moto Max in Brazil or Mexico, the Android 5 soak tests have started, so look out for that. So Android 5 should be coming to everyone soon, but at least the soak tests have started, so they can start removing issues sooner. And if you're in Singapore, the LG G Flex 2 is going to be released. It should already be available by the time everyone gets this episode. They said it should be available before Valentine's Day. And it's also going to be available in red, so that's an extra color option there as well. And finally, the Google and Mattel and press announcement was this week. They announced a new Mattel viewfinder. If you remember from your childhood what that was, it's a little device you put over your eyes. You stick a cardboard, circular cardboard, and it essentially allows you to view pictures in depth on that cardboard, and by pulling the lever it changes the pictures or whatever's available on that cardboard. But in this case, they've released a new device where you essentially drop in your smartphone, and after installing the viewfinder app and also the adding in the viewfinder experience shield, you'll get a number of different features. It kind of brings a digital version of the old viewfinder and basically modernizes it. So you'll have things like 360 degree worlds, photospheres, and educational based field trips. So a lot of different options, and also for me it would bring a more of a reason to have more photospheres, or at least make it more fun to view photospheres, because we're able to view 360 degree images in this new viewfinder. So definitely worth checking out. I didn't see what the pricing and availability is just yet, but as soon as I see it, I will make that announcement. But that is all there is for that. So with that, after the short break, I will jump right into the Chromebook Quick Tip. So let's say you are on one of the devices I mentioned and you're upgrading to Android 5, or you're on your Kindle Fire, or even on your Chromebook, for example, and you want to get great possible quality sound, be it YouTube videos, podcasts that you listen to, or anything like that, then be sure to check out our friends over at Tweaked Audio. They have 7 great styles and 7 great colors, so they'll have that look and feel that suits your needs. And all of their headphones are noise reducing, so you hear more of what you're listening to and less of the outside world. Especially if you're like me and listen to a lot of podcasts, it makes it that much more enjoyable to be able to listen to my podcast and nothing else. And same thing as far as watching videos on Amazon Instant Video. It's more enjoyable because everything else is zoned out, and I hear that, or it sounds that much more better when watching those videos. So be sure to visit geek-io.net/tweaked and use the promo code GEEK at checkout, that's GEEK, and you'll get an extra 1/3 off your order. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. That's geek-io.net/tweaked and the promo code GEEK at checkout to get yourself some brand new pair of headphones and save some money at the same time. But that is so with that, I will jump into this week's Chromebook Quick Tip. So last week I mentioned that ARM-based Chromebooks are getting the update to allow uploading music to Google Play Music. So I actually did already have that update, because whatever update I had received last also enabled the smart lock feature on my Chromebook. So I had a chance to check it out. So essentially it's a pretty simple and straightforward process. You should already have Google Play Music installed on your Chromebook, but if you don't, I'll have a link in the show notes to it. But what you'll do is you'll install the Google Play Music extension or app to your Chromebook. And once you're there, you'll get a nice little widget that when you open it, you'll have to initially sign in. When you hit sign in, it'll automatically launch the web browser, or launch your new Chrome window and open Play Music. And essentially, that's all you really have to do. There's not much authorization or logging in or okaying you need to do, because you're obviously already logged into your Google account. So it uses that as your authorization. And from there, all you really need to do is hit upload or add music, and you'll be able to upload music. If that does not show up for you, you may need to go into settings and go into the labs. There is a toggle there for Play Music, but in this case, it should not be there since you already installed the extension. But once it's authorized and you're good to go, once you add music, you'll be able to add music by individual tracks or by folders. And that's all you have to do. Leave the window open while it's uploading and you're good to go. Folders will automatically get their own album information, and then it'll read the metadata and you're good to go. And be sure, if you have, let's say you do have your own album, or you're transferring over albums from iTunes, for example, make sure you have your artwork in there as well, so it uploads that and you have your album cover art. So just a simple or a quick tip to have it synced across there as well, so you can have that artwork as well. But that's really all there is to that. It was a really, really quick tip. It's not much to do. The only time-consuming part would be to get Google Play Music installed and sign in. It is a bit of, or there's not much as far as steps as far as getting it uploaded and that whole uploading folders versus tracks. But once authorized, or once it's finished that its little backend configuration, uploading music is very, very straightforward. So nothing too difficult or technical or anything like that to worry about. You just install that extension and you're good to go. But that is all for this particular episode of the Android Realm Podcast. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. And of course, if you want to support this show and any show on the Geek.io network, then you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/geek.io. All the reward levels are there, so whatever you can contribute will definitely help. And of course, if you want to find this show and any show on the Geek.io network, be sure to visit geek-io.net. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.